Attendance was about the same as previous years. We had, you know, a lot of rain that hit us that Saturday, so that definitely affected our numbers some. But, you know, again, good success, good way of promoting the community, promoting Brian and all the wonderful things that are going on. People had a great time. It's something that we'll be looking at over the next few months to evaluate if we want to continue with Texas Reds, either in 2013, or if we want to wait till you know, maybe go every 18 months and have one maybe April of 2014. So that's something that we'll be talking about. We just got the report. We're still looking at the report, but you know, to see if that's something we want to continue.
What are the determining factors then that would make you think about maybe doing this on an 18-month rotation rather than a 12-month rotation?
The time of year, you're looking at, I mean, we like October. I like October personally. You know, we've had some people talk about getting it to the spring. There's a lot of things going on in the fall. You would have it, you know, every 18 months instead of every year. So, you know, that would help with budget cycles and that type of stuff. It would help, you know, a year comes by pretty quickly. So it's a lot of planning. It's a lot of preparation for the Texas Reds Festival. So it would give you a little more lead time until the next festival to prepare. And we've also talked about possibly bringing on professional entities. You know, I'd like to get it out of the laps of some of our city staffers that have other things that could be better serving the needs. And, you know, they put a lot of time and efforts into some of these preparations, and, you know, some folks that are possibly better prepared at finding vendors and making it more profitable.
Is there can we get a bottom line number right now? I mean, as you say, you're still looking at some of the numbers, but can you basically give us an idea? We ended up looking more in the hole than we were last year.
About the same.
Okay.
About the same.
And again, you're right. We couldn't do anything about the weather. The weather obviously negated an opportunity for a lot of concessions to be sold there at the end, and I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Some of the revenue was down because we did lose some of the alcohol sales Saturday night and some of the gate sales because of the rain, but the expenses were down this year also.